Let us learn well that every sensual indulgence leaves you injured. God is not trying to keep something good from you when He sets the limitations. He's trying to protect you instead. Do you remember the words of the children's song, "Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little hands, what you do." Now the song continues, "Be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little mouth, what you say." Now that's an excellent way for us to teach the children that every part of their bodies, hands, feet, eyes, mouth, is to be guarded and kept pure before the Lord. But that's a good lesson for adults to learn also. When we speak of yielding to God, we mean more than you give God your heart. Specific parts of your body are to be yielded to God. And that's what Paul meant when he wrote, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Now notice the word members. Paul speaks of your members, which can be used as instruments of unrighteousness or as instruments of righteousness. What are those members? They're your faculties. They're the parts of your bodies. As the children sing in their little song, they are your hands, feet, eyes, and mouth. Montgomery translates this verse, "Do not continue to present any part of your body to sin to be used as a weapon of unrighteousness." Now there we find the key to the question, how can I yield myself to God? Well, you yield yourself to God by presenting the members of your body to Him and to His purposes. On occasion, I have a problem falling asleep at night, but I do not take medication to make me sleepy. I have learned the technique of relaxation by which you begin with the muscles in your scalp and you consciously relax them. And then you move to your forehead, your eyes, cheeks, mouth, jaws. Then you move to your neck and shoulders and continue on down your body. You relax the muscles one by one, concentrating on each group of muscles. And with a little practice, you can use that technique to put yourself to sleep very quickly. And that's the way to yield to God. In a solemn transaction and as a spiritual sacrifice, say to God, "Father, I yield my hands to you. I give up the right to touch or to hold anything that would displease you." Then move to your mouth. "Father, I yield my power of speech to you. I surrender the right to speak anything which would be a sin against you." Continue through your whole body, yielding it to the Lord, member by member. When you have yielded your physical body to the Lord, move to the spiritual parts of your nature. Here you would pray, "Father, I yield my mind to you. I surrender the right to entertain any thoughts which would be contrary to your will and would grieve the Holy Spirit." And again, "Father, I surrender my emotions to you. I will not permit myself to love anything you do not love, or to crave anything that I know is outside your will for me." And yet further, "Father, I surrender my will to you. I will not rebel against your will as I know it, but will yield my will to yours in every instance where there is a conflict." Now that is the practical expression of what it means to sanctify the Lord Jesus as the Lord of your life. And you must make that commitment and stick to it if you would be truly yielded to God. There are no alternatives. Does that make Romans 12:1 more meaningful to you? It reads, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." See, it's not unspiritual to talk about giving your body to God. Your body is the vehicle by which your spirit expresses you. And what your body does is because you are in control of your body. Now, if your body is committed to God, you're committed to God. If your body does acts of sin and rebellion against God, you are in rebellion against God. Therefore, present your bodies unto God, which is your reasonable service. But God wants more than your body, just as He wants more than your heart. A high ambition for the Christian is expressed in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, there's a challenging goal for you. The challenge is for you to cause every thought to come under the authority of Christ so as to surrender in obedience to Him and be available to His service. Have you done that? If so, you must be careful when what you permit your eyes to read, your ears to hear, your hands to touch, or desire to touch, and your passions to crave. You see how you cannot be divided into physical and spiritual separation, for the mind and the body work in unison. Therefore, both must be yielded to God. Peter described those who had gone after sin and rebellion against God as having eyes full of adultery and a heart that has exercised with covetous practices. Now, I would speak to you in very practical terms to apply this teaching to your personal life. You cannot watch movies, television programs, videotapes that are sensual and keep lust from your mind. You cannot read sensual literature, whether books or magazines, and keep free from lustful thoughts and desires. You cannot gather in the places where people dress and act in such ways as to excite lust, as is the case in much of the modern dance and dress styles, and remain pure before the Lord. So we come back to the children's song. Be careful, little hands, what you do. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For purity is a matter of personal choice, but it reaches beyond your personal preferences of lifestyle. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 reads, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." The fleshly lusts are what are trying to control you, and we're trying to escape them by yielding ourselves to God, member by member, of our physical and spiritual being. But more is involved here than merely protecting our reputations among people. Peter warns us that fleshly lust war against the soul. Learn well that every sensual indulgence leaves you injured. Like nails driven into the wood and then drawn out, there are scars that remain when mind or body has been used as instruments of sin. God is not trying to keep something good from us by setting these limitations. He's trying to protect us instead. The devil tells you that by yielding to God, you will miss out on so much in life. But remember that the devil is a liar, has always been a liar, and by his very nature is a deceiver. Now, you believe his deceptions, and you will be seriously injured in spirit and perhaps in both body and spirit. On the other hand, the way of the Lord brings great joy and blessing to the one who follows it. Father, we remember that you are a God whose mercy and loving kindness reaches even to the heavens. Therefore, we feel confident in yielding ourselves to you. Please show us any area of life that is not surrendered, and we pledge to bring that into dominion in Jesus' name. Amen.